Hiya everyone, welcome back to the Antidepressants podcast. I'm Danny.
And I'm Laura, and we are here to answer some agonies. This week's agony, people who start dating when they aren't ready and haven't dealt with their emotional baggage.
I think this is a really tough one because, like, who knows?
Like, who knows that they've got emotional baggage?
Exactly.
Unless you're, like, really, really self-aware.
Yeah. And you can be, like, you know, like, fairly self-aware and you know you've had trauma or you've been through, like, a bad breakup and this and that's happened to you and you know it affects you. But how many people literally sit and think, I have got too much baggage to start dating. Yeah. So I am making the decision not to date yet.
Ever.
Like, not many people do that.
And I guess, like, you also don't know how that trauma or, like, baggage that you do have is gonna affect you when you are in the relationship and affect the other person, especially if it's like, the most recent relationship after a bad relationship or something bad that's happened.
You're not gonna know if you're ready until you try it. And unfortunately, it's kind of making the other person a bit of an experiment, kind of, like, subconsciously. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you, like, how do you ever really know? You might get into it and then be like, oh, shit, definitely wasn't ready for this. That's okay. Like, it's not good if the other person gets hurt.
Yeah, I think, like, the key thing is, if it's hurting other people, that's not fair. And if you're aware that it's hurting other people, like, that's just shady behaviour.
Yeah.
That's just being an ass.
I mean, like, literally, if you got into a relationship, you knew fine well you weren't ready, but you just thought, well, I'm just gonna, like, see what happens, I don't really care, like, whatever, that's no good, because there are two people involved and it's like you need to have a little bit more self-awareness than that.
That's just, like, blissful ignorance. That's just like swimming around, not a care in the world.
People who do that probably don't even realise they've got emotional baggage.
No, they are the ones that you want to avoid.
They're the bellends who are like, oh, it was me ex. They were the psycho.
They were anybody who tells me, oh, my ex was a psycho, block.
Yeah.
Blocked
don't
on everything.
Believe
don't believe them. I'm sometimes tempted to send the ex a message, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tempted to shoot a little message and be like, oh, I really hope that you're doing all right. You look like you're living your best life on Insta. Hope you don't mind me getting in touch, just chatting to your ex here. Were you the psychopath or was he, like, an absolute dickhead to you? That's
what I
want to
know. All the rest of them were psychopaths as well.
Oh,
that's interesting,
that is,
isn't
interesting.
It?
That's
who's the common denominator, eh? It's Scott. That's who it is.
Scott. Scott, we're on to you and we're coming for you.
Sorry, anyone who's called Scott, I apologise, but just, you know, you sound like a bellend, to be honest.
You do sound like a bellend. So, I think people that or, like, intentionally going in, that's, like, another level of, like, psycho.
Yeah.
And the ones that you need to be aware of, I think, are the ones who are totally unaware, totally unself-aware, and they just, like, toddle around like Pingu. I mean, the time of their life.
I don't know why you're bringing Pingu into this, Laura.
Pingu.
Pingu's done nothing wrong.
fucking Pingu.
No, well, you know, I'm going to stick up for Pingu, Laura, because I think he's a nice guy. Is Pingu a boy?
Yeah. He is, isn't he? He's really moody and he just, like talks really loudly, like, noots really loud and then leaves and storms out and slams some doors.
Little boy.
He's a little boy. He's going to grow up to be fucking Scott. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh my God, he is! You were right!
I'm always right. I know before people know, like, before he knows himself.
I'm glad you're here, Laura.
I'll keep you all right. I'm warning you all off Pingu and all off Scott. They're all the same. But, yeah, like, I think it is hard to know. And I think people that do get into relationships and then maybe realise that it was too soon do tend to be kind of apologetic for that. And I think they're quite open and honest about it.
Yeah.
In the sense that, you know, they haven't tried to lead you on in any way. And unfortunately, their actions have allowed them to, like, get carried away with themselves or not assess the situation properly. But, yeah, the ones that you need to be careful of are the Pingus.
Well,
yeah,
exactly. I think it's all well and good getting into relationships when you're not ready, because I think everybody's guilty of doing that at some point. And it doesn't matter how old you are. I think you can still kind of get yourself into a situation where you think, oh, it might be all right, or I'll just see how it goes. And then it actually turns out, you know, it's a pile of shite. But yeah, like you said, I think the people who try and defend their actions and kind of be like, well, no, well, this is this, and it like put the blame onto somebody else, or like it's because of this, it's because of that, it's because of the other. Like, I think it's best if you realise you're in that situation, just to hold your hands up and just say, like, look, I actually don't think I was ready, or this is still playing on my mind, or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, like, sorry to have wasted your time.
But I also feel like if you feel that that's happening and it's happening to you, like you're on the receiving end of it, where you're feeling confused by somebody because they're not in the right headspace, like, take some ownership of the fact that you're 50% of that relationship.
Yeah.
And you deserve to feel secure in it. You deserve to be respected in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to take a bit of responsibility and say, look, this impacts me as well. Like, what do you want? Like, where is this going? And how is that going to impact me?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just allowing yourself to be confused, that is not helping you at all.
It's not.
And those butterflies that you're getting aren't because you're in love, it's because you feel anxious because you're confused by that person. They're telling you to run, listen to the butterflies and get out of there. They're doing a good job. It's just your interpretation is awful.
Yeah. I think, though, like, not everybody is able to recognise that, though, which is a shame. And everybody kind of goes through that point, don't they, where, like, you'll give people chance after chance and you'll think, oh, well, I'll just see. And I felt a bit funny about it for a while, but I'll just see what happens. I think just...
First red flag, cut them
out.
It's going
to have to be, because do you know what it is? We're running out of time, and I'm just assuming that everyone we're speaking to is the same age. But, like...
But we're old, and, like, well, I say we're old. We're, like...
We're not that old.
We're not that old.
34 and 28.
But, like... You know.
Spinsters.
We're spinsters now.
On the shelf. Speaking to you live from the shelf.
Running out of time. That's what's happening. Not so much, right? I'm not bothered about running out of time. I just don't want to waste my time.
Yeah.
There's a difference between wasted time
and
running out of time. My time can run out as long as, like, I've done something good with it and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
But if I'm just spending it, wasting my time, being confused, feeling anxious about somebody else's feelings, it's not for me.
It's no good.
Nah, it's no good, and it's not for you either.
No. Like, life is too short to be sat there feeling confused and anxious and wondering this, that and the other. And I think it's really good if you do choose to take the step and say, like, call the other person out on it.
Yes.
What's going on? Are you in this? Like, I feel like this, I feel neglected, or I feel like you've gone distant, stuff like that. And then the other person is being like panicked and being like, yeah, I'm really sorry. Like, I'm not feeling it.
It's annoying. Their hand. Sometimes you have to, though.
Well, I know.
You have to take responsibility for what you want in life. And if you're just going to let, like, somebody play the puppet strings on you, like, just don't let it happen.
Nah.
Be more forward. Send the risky text. I love it.
What's the risky text?
Like, when you send a text and
we need,
like,
to talk.
No, not well, that one, just reply back, yeah, we do, and then you're both gonna be an absolute mess all day.
I love it.
No, the risky text is like when you send a text and you're just waiting and you're just like, oh my god, they've seen it. Oh my god, they're typing. And it's the worst type of text. But, like, find the enjoyment in the risky text.
What?
Because they're going to get it and they're going to be like, oh no, it's going to make them also feel
kind of wish I had like a camera on the face to see them
I would love to like have a little like fly on the wall.
Yes, yeah, Scott, it's time to talk.
Yes, Scott. Scott, what do you think about that? It's time to talk. Honestly, but it's really important as well not to attach like your own value and your self-worth to people who do have emotional baggage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if somebody's not ready or you've been through like a string of people who aren't ready and they've got stuff to deal with, you're bound to kind of naturally think, is it me? Why are all these relationships like not working or whatever? Mm. But if you know that you're like, you know, you haven't got anything really to address yourself and everybody else has had kind of things that they've needed to sort out or for whatever reason it hasn't worked, don't blame yourself. Like, you know, if there's anything that you need to address personally, do it. But don't sit and think like, oh, it's me. Like, I'm just destined to be alone and that kind of thing. It's just that there's a lot of people out there and a lot of them aren't going to be right for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of trash in the sea.
A lot of, sadly. So much plastic in the sea.
Sometimes, you know what? I think there's more plastic in the sea than there are fish.
I think so.
So, you know, you've got to wade through it. You've got to,
wade
like,
through all the plastic to get to that guppy.
That one guppy who's just sat there waiting for you.
Yeah. Aww.
I know.
I'm going to cry.
Under, like, a little plastic bag. And you'll just pick it up and be like, there it is. There's the guppy. Aww. That's so cute.
Aww, finally.
Aww. That's so sweet. I think one other important thing to say as well is, like, obviously, there's no end date. Like, nobody knows. Like, if you've got emotional baggage, you don't know when that's going to end.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it's just a constant process. And I guess it's kind of unfair to assume that somebody can just turn it off or just get over it, because everybody has something that they're dealing with. I know I would hate to be told just to get over it, because I'd be like, that's insensitive.
You have to have a bit of compassion as well, but like, know when you're being taken for a mug.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the thing is, like, emotional baggage, like, everybody's got emotional baggage, and yeah, there is no end date. It could be something that affects you for 10 years. So it's kind of unfair to then say, well, you shouldn't date in that time because you're not ready.
Yeah, that is so true.
Do you know what I mean? You can't say that. So people are just kind of trying to muddle through and find a bit of happiness where they can.
Mm.
But, you know, if it's not for you and you realise somebody's, like, stringing you along a bit, or, like, even unintentionally stringing you along, but you're just not happy, so just pull the plug.
Yeah. At the end of the day, if somebody's interested in you, in, like, romantically, you will know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not, you'll be confused.
100%.
So your gut instinct will tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And I think you just have to respect that, respect your time, and take responsibility for, like, your place in the relationship. And I think people just have to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to a lot is just being honest and, like, talking to each other and communicating every step of the way.
Yeah.
Because it's only the two of you experiencing this particular moment together. Mm-hmm. At this time. So why shouldn't you communicate that more and be more open with where you're both at,
mm-hmm,
in that experience?
I think it's perfectly fine to go into a start chatting to somebody, get to know them a bit. And then if you've got stuff that's weighing on your mind, just say, like, look, by the way, I've just gone through this. So if I'm a bit meh or whatever, this is probably why.
Yeah.
But I'm really enjoying speaking to you. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be totally honest from the start. I mean, not, like, dead honest.
Yeah.
But, like, don't bare your soul on the first day.
Don't want to put them off.
Yeah.
Like, got to capture them somehow. Yeah, lure them in, then reveal your true colours later on. No, that makes a lot of sense. Like, you need to be open and honest and start that conversation. Start the way you mean to go on. And if you put that precedent, like, in place from the beginning,
people will respect that and rise to that rather than you then having to like go back and try and to place boundaries where there haven't been boundaries before.
Yeah.
You don't want that to happen. If you're placing them firmly from the start, they'll hurdle over them. They'll jump right over them and you'll be onto a winner.
And you'll know if you start saying it from the start and they're not prepared to...
They can get out quickly.
Respect the boundaries, then you'll know about it.
Yeah, because they'll not bother even giving it a chance.
And the thing is, if you don't implement it straight away, then you start saying it, what they're going to say, oh, you're changing. Like,
you're changing. You're changing.
You've changed.
You've changed.
What's these boundaries? What's these hurdles?
Honestly,
respect. What's that?
Put them there from the beginning because it'll make things a lot easier for you in the long run.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to look after yourself, really, first and foremost.
You have to. You absolutely have to.
You're not anybody's crutch.
No, you're not. Don't let people waste your time.
Nah.
Put boundaries in place. Don't fall for Pingu because, well, he's just a waste of space.
I think he is, yeah. Hate to admit it, but yeah.
We hate to admit it, but yeah, it's the truth.
Even
we're
Pingu.
All about the truth on this podcast. No bullshit. See you all soon. We hope you've enjoyed this week.
And I hope that helps the person who wrote in about it a little bit, at least.
Yeah, we really hope that helps. You can follow us over on the Antidepressants Instagram page if you want to keep up with anything else that we are talking about over on stories. But we'll be back next week with another Agony. Bye.
Bye.